just film for fun. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Hell or High Water is quite simply one of the best, not only one of the best bank robbery films of the year, it's one of the best films of the year, and it's possibly one of the best bank robbery films of all time. Yeah, that's right, high praise. Why is it so good? Well, it just does everything that you want in like a heist slash thriller, and it does it with the confident, sort of understated, sure-handed approach of a No Country for Old Men. It's just great. You expect to see its name come up in awards season. We have Chris Pine and Ben Foster, and of course Jeff Bridges, who probably will get an Oscar nomination. It captures the essence of Texas in celluloid format in a way that it's hard to remember another film in recent, maybe North Dallas 40 with Nick Nolte, but a different type of film. And it really stands apart. I would say the experience of watching it is like watching an entire season of Breaking Bad. It just the epic attention to detail of the small towns in Texas, and the allegorical implications of bank versus lawman, cowboy versus Indian. This is a Western set in 2016 that encompasses all of the Westerns before it. It's a sort of an understated Unforgiven without Clint Eastwood. But Chris Pine in the most dynamic role of his life, and Ben Foster, who really just knocks it out of the park with his performance. If you haven't seen a good Western recently, or if you are inclined to the Western genre, then run to Hell or High Water. It's the movie Killing Me Softly, what it did for New Jersey, sort of Hell or High Water does for Texas. It's the most Texasian Texas that you'll ever see. Normally for a sort of first-time effort, or a first sort of big project, you have sort of director David McKenzie making himself soon to be very well known, and you get a sense that a script like this, Jeff Bridges and Chris Pine jumped at it, which is sort of surprising considering the director's sort of relatively unknown status. But let's just say it's a film about brothers, it's about relationships, it's about the cowboy ethos of sort of being out there and not necessarily complying with the law, but doing what's right, even if it leads to bad things. It's not predictable in any sense. It's not a morality play. It's a caricature of a couple, not a caricature, rather, it's a character portrait of a couple of cowboys in a town that doesn't have much room for cowboys. So you could call this sort of a Red Badge of Courage epic. You could call it the last American cowboy movie. But I'll just call it what it is. The best cowboy movie in years and one of the best films of the year.